Tomorrow's Valentine's Day, celebrated around the world. The Lunar New Year, this year the Year of the Dragon, began last weekend. Both come together in this year's calendar, but also in a new graphic YA novel by two superstar kids' book creators. Jean Luen Yang is the writer behind American-Born Chinese, the best-selling graphic novel turned TV series. Lei Win Pham is the Caldecott-winning illustrator of over 100 children's books, including Bear Came Along and the Princess Black series. Together, they create sparks, fireworks, in Lunar New Year love story. NPR's review calls it gorgeously rendered, a rich tapestry of complementary worldviews. It centers around Valentina, a Vietnamese-American teen living in Oakland, California. Though named in honor of Valentine's Day, she's haunted, quite literally, by what she thinks is a family curse, an inability to love. But, dear reader, they don't call this a love story for nothing. Again, the book is Lunar New Year love story. Joining us, author Jean Luen Yang. Hi, Jean.
Hey, thank you so much for having both of us.
Yes, here. Illustrator Lei Win Pham is with us as well. Welcome to you as well.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Oh, it's just such a beautiful book. And Jean, start by helping us with some of the things we're going to learn about in the book. First of all, the Lunar New Year. Just remind us what that is and who celebrates that.
Lunar New Year is the new year of what Asians and Asian Americans call the old calendar, the Eastern calendar. And it's a really big deal. For Asian cultures, it's often the most important holiday on the calendar.
Yes. And part of the celebration is a lion dance. Lei Win Pham, Win, just remind us what that is. Many have seen it, this beautiful, undulating, huge costume of a lion with people underneath it. Tell us what that means.
So lion dancing is found in almost every Asian festivity, from weddings to massive parties to, of course, New Year celebrations. And it pervades all the different cultures in Asia. So there's always a different version depending on which country it is that you're referring to. But for our particular book, we use mostly the Chinese version of lion dancing. And it is actually the perfect metaphor for teenagers falling in love. So bear with me for a second. There are two people underneath a lion costume. And when they're dancing together and they're performing it, the dance correctly, they perform as a single animal. And the drums that you hear that accompany lion dancing always, the drum is actually the beat of the lion's heart. And if the dance is being done well, then you forget that you're looking at two humans and you believe that you're actually looking at a lion. So two people have created a single entity with a single heart.
Yes.
And that in itself is a perfect metaphor for teenage love.
Oh, it's one animal, one heart is the goal, because it's hard. You have to take dance lessons. And I'm looking at page 102, and there's Valentina with a young man, and they are practicing. They don't have the costume on yet. They're practicing with kind of these hoops, and he might have his hands around her waist, and she may be the head, and she may be in front of him. Who knew that a large part of teenage courting could happen underneath the lion costume? Because it's so physical, so romantic, so beautiful. But before we get to that, Jean, tell us about your main character, Valentina, who loves love, and in fact has these mystical figures. One is a little, well, she thinks it's an angel, and he says, no, it's Cupid. People make that mistake all the time, an angel. She has these ghost-like characters that are with her in this kind of the beginning when we meet her, when she's just loving Valentine's Day and making Valentines.
In the beginning, this figure presents himself as a Cupid. She calls him Saint V. And then later, as her own relationship with love changes, that figure changes. That Cupid figure in the beginning turns into like a much more threatening, ghostly figure towards the middle of the book. And this might be a little bit of a spoiler, but at the very end, we meet the true version of that character. The hero's journey there is, I think all of us, in order for us to enter into a proper romantic relationship, we have to have a relationship with love first. You know, we have to figure that out first.
The idea of it. And I don't think it's a spoiler, because I don't want young people to think, like, really, St. Valentine is just a mean specter? No. This was the rough passage of love. And so to young people who might be listening, it's a false image if it asks you to give it your heart. But when I have to ask, is this something that's a popular idea? You are of Vietnamese descent. This idea there may be specters, a sweet baby Cupid or a false Saint Valentine trying to steal your heart, pretending to be love, who might be circling you.
I think in all Asian cultures, all ancient cultures, actually, there's always the idea of ancestors and specters, and the entire idea of Lunar New Year, even. Families set up altars at home to coax these happy spirits, these ancestors, to come to bless their house. So the idea of spirits, I don't think they're perceived in the way that Western eyes might look at the situation. So the spirit can be benign, the spirit can be frightening. What I love about the spirit of St. Valentine is that he represents both like an Eastern and a Western idea of something that's haunting you. And the entire book contains themes that cross over between East and West, because so many young Asian Americans today, they straddle that constant cultural line. And it's lovely to be able to bring those two worlds together rather than constantly differentiating them.
Right.
And in the book, there's a lot of themes explored. It's not just the love between two kids. It's the love between generations, between the grandmother and her granddaughter, between best friends, between her love with herself. And all these different things are things that any teenage kid, regardless of their background, is going to be tackling these days.
But, you know, I have to say, Jean, it is a romance novel, even though the characters for a long time have trouble expressing love. To me, romantic things are, for instance, when one of Valentina's suitors is talking to her about the dancing, and he says, "Val, you have to plant your feet." And she says, "What?" "Well, have you ever noticed when we move from horse stance to bow and arrow stance, most people wobble a bit? It helps if you pay attention to your feet. You've got to be stable to be strong, you know?" And I'm like, oh, there's an underlying message there. What were you trying to say to young people?
I am in real life raising four kids. My wife and I have four kids, ages 11 to 20. And I have noticed that technology has this way of maybe making the next generation afraid of human connection. That's one of the things that I hope readers will get out of this book, is that human connection is a great way to get hurt. You know, we break each other's hearts all the time. But ultimately, the rewards of love are worth the risk. So planting your feet, being firm in your decisions, and being firm in the ways in which you approach love, it's not something that our technology-obsessed culture encourages, but I think that's the way to live a fulfilled life.
Yeah. I just have to ask, because, yes, there's all of that wonderful advice and information, but at heart, it is a romance novel. There are some kisses. We happen to hear, as you two were talking before you came on, that you somehow, I don't know what, it just was out of context, I know, but that you taught a huge group of young people how to kiss? What?
Oh, multiple groups of young people. We've been doing a book tour and we've gotten to visit these schools, and Wynn has an entire presentation about kissing.
Oh, we have, can you tell?
Absolutely. There are three parts to the kiss, to any romantic kiss. The first part is the gaze. You look across the room at someone, your eyes lock with that person. If that person looks away in any way, you're done for. No connection has been made. Mm. If that person's gaze stays locked on yours, you know you have an in, you know you have a connection, and you're able to move over. The anticipation is the second part of the kiss, when both partners are feeling it. They can feel that the moment is going to happen, and the electricity becomes palpable between the two of them. You can almost feel it in the room, and you feel those shivers down the back of your neck. And I have been warning the kids to do this. It's a great idea to gently put your hand on the person's cheek or on their neck, just to allow that electricity to travel from your body to their body before the actual kiss happens. And then the last part of the kiss is the actual kiss itself, where the lips connect and it becomes a moment. And across the board, with almost all the students, depending on the age they were at, with all the students, they all agreed that the second part, the anticipation, is the part that's the best about the kiss, which is not the kiss itself. And I find that really interesting, that that's where the romance actually lies. It's in the anticipation of things.
And they're right. They're absolutely right. That is Lei Win Pham, illustrator for the new book, Lunar New Year Love Story, the author, Jean Luen Yang. We thank you both so much, and happy Valentine's Day.
And happy
Lunar
New Year.
Day.
And New Year.
And happy Lunar New Year.
Yeah.